This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio.
Professional advice and legal representation? Do you want to hear a friendly voice on the phone? No? Then you've come to the right place. Here at Payne and Sylvester Inc., we don't actually care about your problems. We've got problems too, bitch. We're just here for the bants. Give us a call or send us a tweet or email us and we'll tackle your problems. Terms and conditions apply. We won't actually tackle a single one of your shitty problems. In fact, we'll probably make them worse. We're not even real lawyers.
We're not real lawyers, but we are the law.
The damn law.
The damn law, exactly. Payne and Sylvester Incorporated from 4 till 6. But there's no there's no Sylvester. We are still incorporated, though. There is still Sarah DeBunda, a.k.a. Natalie King. And there is still a researching. So, yeah, well, there's three of us, which is not too bad.
Yeah.
Decently manned office.
And the best three.
Yeah, arguably. Yeah. Don't miss much when Harley's not about. Yeah. And I know he's not listening, so we can pretty much say what we like.
Yeah, definitely. I heard he's stranded in the middle of nowhere with his dog, so...
Oh, is he taking the dog with him?
Yeah. I mean, he's got internet, but he's stranded in the middle of nowhere. But he can get 3G, so...
Yeah.
Can't be that stranded.
That's in the middle of nowhere. You're never really that stranded.
No. Especially if you can get 3G.
Yeah. You can get signals somewhere. Yeah. But there are some places you're not going to get anything.
Yeah, and then you're stranded.
Yeah.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, true.
Otherwise, you just, you know, he's probably in, like, the Peak District or something, and he's, like...
Yeah, he's probably in some Airbnb.
Yeah.
Forest chalet ting. Stranded.
Prick.
But the show must go on. We will carry on without him. We will be answering all your legal queries. So get them in. You can email us at inc@fubarradio.com.
Or tweet at FUBARradio.
We've got a... packed show, as per usual. We've got the usual fun and frolics with Play to Win. But we've got two guests coming in. Today seems there's a theme. It's F. It's the F word today. We've got Franco Frazin, and we'll also be speaking to Fuds as well. They're going to be joining us in the office a bit later.
Fantastic.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, they'll help you out with your legal queries as well, answering them, helping us answer them in our own inimitable way. But we've got, you know, since we're a law firm, we do have to talk about shit that's going on in the world, whether it's in this country or not, people that might need our help. And I'm not too sure who we're going to be able to represent in this case. A report from Kenya says a man's penis magically moved to his knees after he slept with a married woman.
Classic case of the old penis knee, that.
That old chestnut.
If you're caught in out of a monogamous relationship, yep. You know.
Well, funnily enough, the man, whose name is unknown, claims his penis magically shifted from his crotch to his knees after engaging in an extramarital affair with a married woman. His lover's husband hails from Luo, which is a Kenyan group that often tries to place curses on men who pursue their wives. The man himself certainly thinks he's been cursed. The Daily Post of Kenya reports that he's since begged his former lover for forgiveness in the hopes that she will lift this alleged curse. I don't know if it's really in her hands to... If it's the husband that put the curse on, how is the his lover?
I don't know if it's going to be in anyone's hands for a while. Why it's
apart from his own, when he's taking that team photo and he's sitting on the front bench of his hands, he's just going to be wanking, basically.
Yeah. Wow.
Penis on the knee, could that ever be beneficial?
Well, you've obviously not slept with a married woman. That's what happens every time.
I've not slept with a married woman, though.
See if you have.
Oh, no, I have once. Just once. But my penis is firmly affixed to the rest of my crotch.
It was the wrong one, then.
It was the wrong one. Her husband obviously wasn't from Luo.
Yeah.
He wasn't Kenyan. I never met him, but I'm going to assume now that he wasn't Kenyan.
So, can I place curses on people as well?
You can try. It says...
If anyone tries to pursue my woman, or...
Well, it says that the Kenyan group... Mm. No, it's not a tribe. Let's get that clear as well. It's not a tribe, it's a group, right? So is this now like a conglomerate of some sort? Is this like an R&B group? Is it a Kenyan boy band called Luo?
Yeah, I think so. They've got their song.
Yeah, don't touch my baby. Put your dick on your knee. Don't touch my baby.
I love that song.
Put your
song.
Dick on your knee.
It's got me through some tough times.
Oh, man, that song. Whenever I feel like my missus is cheating, I just get my Luo CD, stick it in. Don't touch my baby. Put your dick on your knee. Love that song.
Well, I like that it magically shifted. So he didn't feel it, wasn't it? It just magically shifted to his knee.
And do you reckon it was like one of those, you know, the graphics in them 80s movies?
Yeah, like an old...
Yeah, it was just... And it was just on his knee.
We don't know what the woman thinks about this. Maybe there is a market for women who like men with dicks on their knees.
I tell you what job he could never get now.
What?
Santa.
Yeah. Apparently you're not allowed
He's never going to get that Santa's grotto job now.
Apparently you're not allowed to sit on Santa's knee anymore. Anyway.
Oh.
Are you not?
Yeah.
What do you sit on then?
I don't know, but you just stand...
Address him standing.
Yeah, next to him. I don't know, man.
I know why.
No, but what? Because if you think about it, it's obviously due for... Because of paedophiles, right?
Yeah, but your parents...
But then think of the percentage of the world that are paedophiles.
Yeah.
And then the niche market that being a Santa is. Like, no, it's not one of those things where you go see your careers advisor and they're like, oh, what do you want to do? You're like, oh, you know, I want to eat lots and don a big jolly suit and sit with kids. Like, that's not something that you pick to do when you leave school, so...
Yeah.
How many Santas do you reckon, or people who... or Santa for work are actually paedophiles? It must be
a very small percentage.
I would say probably none.
Why? Yeah. Why would you say none?
Why would they be paedophiles?
Logically, there's got to be one or two nonces in the Santa brigade.
I don't know.
There's got to be. There's logically, statistically speaking.
So that's like...
I'm not saying that by no means. But this is the thing. When you go to Santa's grotto, your parent takes you and the kid is fully... It's not like you're getting dragged kicking and screaming to sit on this fat guy's knee.
No.
You hear about the thing, and you're like, I want to go get a gift from Santa, and I don't mind sitting on this guy's knee. It's nothing. Like,
yeah.
I never went to a Santa's grotto when I was a kid. I don't think my parents ever took me. They didn't really concentrate on the capitalist side of consumerist side of Christmas to that extent. I've got presents in that, but I never went to a Santa's grotto.
So that's like that's like saying, obviously, with you know what's happened in football recently with the whole scandal that's going on, that's like saying that, well, now we're not going to be able to have coaches anymore. We're just going to ban all coaches. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Have there been cases of Santa Clauses being nonces?
I don't know.
Is this why it's been banned?
Not that I'm aware of.
I'm sure I would have heard of that.
Yeah, me too.
Do you know what I mean? Santa is a guy who breaks into your kid's bedroom. Do you know what I mean? And empties his sack and then gets up. That's what Santa does. Do you know what I mean?
But only if they're good.
Yeah.
Otherwise they get a lump of coal.
But there's only one Santa, obviously.
Well, is there?
No, there's none.
Figment of Coca-Cola's imagination.
Yeah.
Well, the modern day Santa, anyway.
Yeah.
I think adult Santa. Have you never been to an adult party where there's always like the Santa there and everyone's a bit hammered and it's all a bit like kinky Santa?
No, only parties I go to when someone's giving gifts is like when someone calls the drug dealer around.
And it starts snowing. I just want everyone to know that the real Santa works in my local Tesco in Nottingham.
Yeah.
The actual he's a shelf stacker throughout
that
the
makes
year.
Sense.
But then at Christmas, he puts on that suit and he stands at the entrance. And I swear to God, he is a real Santa.
Do you hear? Is there a feeling?
Just a magical feeling. Just look at him. I'm going to get you this photo up.
Yeah.
And during the next break,
he's got mad rosy cheeks.
Bro, you wait till you see him. Like, he does have a bit of a sleeve, but you know,
cover that up with a red jacket.
Santa must have his wild side.
Yeah, definitely. He's got like 364 days of the year where he's doing fuck all. Like, because his
elves do everything.
You know, helpers do everything. Yeah. So what does he do all year? I reckon he's a biker.
They're bred in captivity as well.
They're elves.
Yeah. Okay. They don't just come from another land and be like, yeah, I want to help Santa. Like, they're born and raised to be Santa's helpers.
That's a good point. Maybe it's just
a dark undertone of Christmas.
No, it's just the legacy of the first ever elf. He was, you know, it was like, this is now our bloodline. This is what we do. You know, like, you get a family of people that were always, I don't know, gunsmiths or...
Yeah.
Just made shit. Just like their fathers did.
The only thing you could think of.
I don't know. I have no idea.
Like electricians, bro.
No, but I mean a more traditional.
Like carpenters and
yeah, stuff. Right, exactly.
Or gunsmiths. If you're that rude.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm from Hackney, innit? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to make straps like my dad did. You get me? People have to get burst, innit?
Yeah.
As simple as that.
Well, I feel it's not really... I don't know what Santas do if you are a Santa, and what do you do for the rest of the year? Like, a shop Santa? Because I don't know what you do, apart from December.
I reckon you do a lot of
Easter?
Market research.
Okay.
And a lot of surveillance, really, because how else does he know what the fuck the kids want? And how else does he know? So he's doing a lot of... He's breaking the Data Protection Act somehow.
So that he knows...
I bet he's got some like super CRB. Do you know what I mean? Like,
he must have.
Yeah.
To basically be able to proclaim that he knows what your kids want.
And
you don't even know what your kids want. And this guy that you've never met knows what your kids want.
And
no one asks any questions.
And while they're asleep, he's allowed to just go into the bedroom, no questions asked. Yeah.
And then you put out milk and biscuits for the man.
Yeah.
So he's not only allowed to kind of... like rifle through your sensitive information online, he's also allowed to just break into your yard and you're going to put refreshments out for him.
Yeah,
he's a hacker, a burglar, but he's the most celebrated man in history.
And we celebrate it when he does it, but I get caught in one bedroom. <and I. laughs>
Before I knew about Santa being not Santa, I used to think that he used to rob me. So, because like at Christmas one year, when we had this thing of like, oh, but Santa's coming in, I noticed something had like gone from my bedroom, one of my dolls, and so I...
What, a kilo of weed? Because you smoked it all, didn't it?
No, so I just thought like... I remember saying to my parents, like, well, I don't like this Santa, because he's given you this. I'm like, yeah, but he's robbed my room as well. So some of my stuff's gone. They were like, you don't even like that thing. Like, yeah, but I wanted it. So I did. I went off Santa. And
oh, for real?
I wrote him a letter to tell him off.
Did he bring you coal?
No.
I don't think Santa's going to decree that a kid is bad because they exercise their right to freedom of speech.
No, Santa...
Do you think he'll give you coal for that?
Santa's a dick.
Do you reckon he's a dictator?
Yeah.
He's a despot on the sly. he runs Lapland, doesn't he?
Yeah, there's no.
He takes
else.
One day off a year. He's an autonomy, isn't he? He's just like rules with an iron fist, and he's like, make the fucking presents, yeah. And I want to give them away.
Yeah.
Make all them presents, and Santa's just like, now I'm giving them away.
Do the elves get paid? No one knows.
I don't think they get paid.
No, you should take
it. I reckon he used to run Lapland like
bed
like,
and board,
like Cuba.
They get bored, and that's it.
I reckon Lapland's a lot like Cuba.
You need to take the elves case up then.
I think he's more like Guantanamo.
No, I reckon he's that. He lets them work in that. They don't sit
does
there.
He, does he let them work though?
He makes them work.
Have you right, been there and seen them with their calloused little bleeding fingers and their tears of sadness?
And the reindeer, the poor reindeer.
Yeah.
Outside
the
cold.
I have to drag that fat bloke around the sky all over the world.
Yeah, but he must be weightless up there.
Have you seen how many mince pies he consumes?
Yeah, but I don't think it's going to be that hard to tug someone through thin air. I think we've got to give him that one.
You float in space, that's fine.
You ever done it? Is he in space?
No, he's, not really, no.
He's just at a very high altitude. Maybe he is in space, because we'd be able to see him. Can see planes and shit.
But he comes when you're asleep.
Oh, that's creepy.
Oh. It's a medical condition.
Sometimes you're tired. It's just easier when you're tired, isn't it? Sure, get on with it.
we've digressed massively, though. What do we do to help Mr. Dickney?
Well, whose case do you want to take? The man, because I think he has a strong case. How do we lift the curse? You need to go and speak to the Kenyan R&B group, Luo.
Adebayor, his mum put a curse on him.
He said that, didn't he? Yeah. Didn't he blame that for his gold drought?
Yeah, and now it's been lifted. So
that old chestnut.
If we can somehow put him in touch with Emmanuel Adebayor, we can I don't know about you, but I'm not up to date on my curses.
I'm not well versed on curses, mate.
No,
I do think though that this guy, like obviously this Luo R&B group, are a name brand. People know about them, innit? So he probably should have known before he slept with a married woman what the sort of, you know.
The repercussions of it.
There you go, that's the one I was looking for. What the repercussions would be.
Mm.
So, are we now obligated to defend the guy from Luo?
Maybe. I'd like to think Luo have a song to lift the curse as well. I don't know what it would be, but
the
lifting of the curse song.
Who knows that Luo didn't put this out as like a promotion for like a new single?
It could be PR.
Yeah.
It really could.
For the new song, Dickney.
Dickney. Dickney Spears.
We'll have to speak to Luo. I like the sound of Luo.
I do like the sound of Luo. They sound like a quite a gangster R&B group.
I'm going to try and get them on the show.
They're like, who are they like? Who was quite a gangster R&B group?
MN8.
Fuck off.
You don't even remember. Boys to Men.
No, Boys to Men were not gangster.
No, not at all. They used to wear white jumpers.
They were sweet boys.
I think the closest thing would be like Drew Hill, maybe. Cisco's old group. That'd be the closest thing to like quite a gangster R&B group. Or Total.
Yeah.
They were a female R&B group as well, so that says a lot.
I like to think they're all dressed the same, and when they wander around, wherever they live, that everyone knows Luo are coming towards, people go running in case they sing the curse onto them.
Dicks end up on knees, just randomly.
They run for cover. Like, no. If any man, they throw them off. Like, no more. So maybe I won't get them in then, because they might curse us.
Well, you're all right. What could they possibly do to you?
I don't know what other curses they might have in their mouth.
Like the vagina to your armpit.
They might have.
Oh, that'd be so annoying.
They could do that. They might have other curses.
That'd be quite convenient. You could just be sitting on the tube. Just
They might have a curse for anything.
Holding your arms all the time.
They might just know just magic in general.
Yeah.
I'd get all the nerves from my penis pointing to the end of my finger.
Would that be good? That'd be good, wouldn't it?
I don't know.
I'm just like picking my teeth right now.
But they might have a curse for, say, like you don't give them a seat on the tube. They sing to you, you're cursed or something then. Like simple, it might not even be just adultery. They could do anything.
Yeah.
You know, you're in front of them in the queue. They don't like that. They sing a curse on you.
Yeah, but you must get the power of cursing for like justifiable things, like your wife getting, someone tampering with your wife.
Yeah.
With great power comes great responsibility, and I think they would know. Or a bit like Hogwarts, you know what I mean? They're not allowed to use the magic outside of, unless it's for for set reasons. I don't think they could curse you for having 11 items in the 9-item lane at Tesco. You know
I mean? I approve of that one, actually, because that is annoying.
What, cursing people for that?
Yeah. It's annoying in a supermarket, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
a lot of things are bloody annoying in supermarkets. That's why I don't go to them anymore.
Exactly. Online.
He's really hungry as well. So if anyone can donate anything this Christmas for Michael Payne.
Yeah. Hit me up. INC@foobarradio.com. But also, yeah, get your legal queries in as well. We're going to get into some more music. And then after, we will be just getting into some more cases. But get your legal queries in. It's Foobar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. Express yourself. Express yourself. You don't never need help from nobody else. All you got to do now, express yourself. Whatever you do, do it good. Whatever you do, express yourself. Sylvester Incorporated.
Spare yourself.
Such a tune. Such a tune. We'll have to play the NWA version one day.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And the Labyrinth version. We should have just done that then straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Just three versions. That'd have been great. Just before that, we were talking about a Kenyan guy who magically got a Cockney accent.
No, nice.
He was subject to a curse after sleeping with a married woman. Her husband, who were assuming was in an R&B group called Luo, because they weren't described as a tribe. They were described as a group. So yeah. I'm going to assume that's either a consort of businessmen or an R&B, a bunch of R&B singers. I'm more inclined to go for the latter.
That sounds the most believable.
It's a little far-fetched to think they're businessmen.
Exactly.
So that's practicing, R&B group.
Practicing, you know, capitalism and cursing. You know what I mean? They're more likely to be musicians and magicians.
Oh, well, it could be the Kenyan version of the magic circle.
Yeah, you know, true. I mean,
it could be. They could be like sleight of hand geniuses.
Look, now your dick's on your knee.
He's just done that one. Got your dick. Oh no.
But we're going to move on and in fact no, let's can we sort out some legal queries? Yeah. We've got some from the general public now.
We're going to do one now and then we'll get Franco involved in some a bit later.
Yeah, we've got Franco Fraser coming in to join us and have a chat in the office in a few minutes, but we'll get into some of your legal queries beforehand.
Right,
here we go. This one's from Tom. It says, "Dear Payne and Sylvester," well, just Payne today, unfortunately.
And Payne and Reese.
Yeah. "My flatmate..."
And King, sorry.
Yeah. "My flatmate, and I assume someone he lives with, not a 2D friend, has recently started using a Ouija board. It started out as a bit of fun, but he's now convinced that his ancestors are haunting him everywhere he goes. If that persists, will you help him get a restraining order put on these spirits?"
Oh, we don't really deal in the supernatural. Yeah. Our jurisdiction.
I try and stay away from the make belief.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that.
Have you not seen The Exorcist? It's real.
What, that film?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've not heard about a guy with a dick on his knee.
Yeah, exactly. You can't just rule out a Ouija board like that.
I mean, each to their own.
Do you not believe in the metaphysical, supernatural, at least to some degree? Or just
I believe that, I mean, everything's on different timescales. Its space is on different. Do you know what I mean? So. There could be other things...
crossing over.
Yeah, on timescales or, you know, other things living on this planet that we aren't on the same timescale as. Yeah. So I believe in that kind of thing. But ghosts, I mean, there'd be... Bear in mind, there's 8 billion people in the world. 800 billion dead people, right? So if ghosts were real, what percentage of them... And why do your ancestors... Why do their ancestors become ghosts when there's 800 billion... And all the animals? Explain that. Why are we not just like... Oh, sorry.
Be crowded, isn't it?
Yeah. Can't move for ghosts. Explain
that.
Because
you walk through them. They're not solid, are they?
Yeah, but why do people see them?
Only some people see some of them.
And does that make the ghost world overcrowded?
For sure, yeah. They have to throw some out back down to here so that they, you know... They
That's true. It's one in, one out.
Yeah.
It's not a nightclub.
It is. It definitely is.
Your name
heaven.
Has to be
it's
on
called heaven.
Yeah, yeah. But how?
How can you say it's not a nightclub?
They're all just talking like.
So it's fucking surging in here, mate.
Neo Halo is in that.
Hitler's still outside.
It's a very
strict guesses. Oh shit! No, he'd be queuing outside hell, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Wait, no, in fact, no, he would have got straight in through the side door.
Hell would be lit. No pun intended.
It would be on fire.
Damn.
So it sounds fun, and there's a very, very strict like guest list policy there.
Right. In heaven, yeah, absolutely.
Heaven and hell.
Oh, hell was
Peter's head dormant.
Yeah, hell was one of those sweaty little underground clubs. Do you know what I mean? Where
hell's popping. Hell is lit. Like I reckon. Hell is lit.
Or is it? Or is it full of? Is it one of those places where you go? It's full of like gurners and they're all sweaty.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
Like wall to wall.
Yeah, that's more like hell.
Yeah.
I see it as being fetishy because it's going to be really hot, so you're not going to be wearing many clothes. Although rubber, you're going to sweat in rubber, aren't you?
Yeah, but like people with fetishes don't go to hell. I don't think that's like.
No, I mean, well,
traditionally,
yeah, I mean,
but when they get
especially
there,
especially if it was like an animal fetish.
Yeah.
Hell would be like. GAY probably. Do you know what I mean? Because being gay was obviously a sin. You'd get sent to hell for that.
No, so people would have fun in GAY.
That's what
though.
I'm saying. So we just be like
hell would be like a squat rave at like 8 a.m.
Would it?
Yeah. Hell would be arriving at a squat rave at 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's your experience. It's perpetually the motion of walking into a door and just seeing gurners and vomit and stuff. But you just do that. You walk through the rave and then you walk out a door and you walk back in and it's the same scene forever and ever and ever.
I'd just be in that bit of hell where it's all the stoners, like the kitchen bit. Do you know what I mean? I'd be in that corner of hell just blazing.
Yeah, true. But then that's a house party.
That's what I'm saying. If I went to one of them kind of hells.
The hell house party.
Yeah. The basement house party. It's a good one. Yeah. Whereas heaven's in the attic. What happens in the attic?
Murder.
Not good. Well, I don't know what's on the music. What kind of music is being played in that?
Hell would just be like some cheesy house. I mean, heaven would be cheesy house music.
It would be quite quiet as well because the neighbours, because the windows would have to be open and the neighbours would complain. But so it would be like...
I bet they have non-alcoholic drinks.
This is heaven, not in hell. They have all you'd get is like liquor there. That's what I think it would be good.
Yeah, you'd have XXX on the bottle. Do you know in hell you'd have those like jugs with...
Yeah. Heaven, yeah, there's no alcohol. No drugs.
I'm trying to think of what the music would be in heaven.
There's lots of weed in heaven.
Weed?
Yeah, but just no synthetic.
No, do you know the smoke of the weeds rising from hell and they're all like, oh, God. Oh, shit.
There's definitely weed in heaven.
Stinks of drugs in here. I tell you what.
No, there's 100% weed in heaven. 100%. No. 100%.
Yeah, that's what happens in an attic, though, I suppose.
Yeah.
Hmm. But that's not helping Tom. What are we saying to Tom? Well, this Ouija board and the ghost.
Stop letting your imagination run wild, I think.
Yeah. Okay. But he's convinced that...
Well, we've got no power over the supernatural, that dimension. We've never sort of made the... we've never established an office there.
Yeah. Okay. Never networked.
That's true. I think I know what I can do. I can put Tom in touch with Luo, who can put a curse on the spirits and send them back.
Or maybe we could actually then use... If he wants us to kind of establish ourselves in the supernatural world, then we're going to need a line, which is a Ouija board. So maybe we could get his mate in and...
To try the Ouija board.
Help us contact those in the afterlife.
But you can get possessed from a Ouija board. Don't want to do that.
That's Charles just Hollywood. Blake. Don't believe all that shit.
Is that
like being repossessed or...?
Well, they take your body over. Yeah, they do. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, they take your body.
Or a doll, Child's Play. Remember that film? Chucky was possessed.
Yeah.
True story.
Yeah, he was inanimate though.
Yeah, true story. Chucky. That documentary. I have to remember that one.
So, I don't want to mess with a Ouija board.
Neither do I. I don't fuck with that.
I would because it's not real.
Yeah, but that's when you'll be the one to get possessed, though.
Yeah, that could be your solo assignment.
I've done plenty of Ouija boards in my time.
Have you? Why would you do them, though, if you don't believe in them?
When we were younger, there's a lot of derelict buildings where I'm from, a lot of derelict, like, mines, mm-hmm. a lot of derelict mills and stuff like that, or, like, abandoned, so we'd break into that. In fact, there's even Annesley Hall, which is one of the most haunted places in Britain. So we'd go to like places like that and do Ouija boards and try to find ghosts.
So you do believe in ghosts? If you say
no, because I've searched.
She's got you there.
Because you've just said it's one of the most, not even like said it's the most, you said it's the most haunted. So you do believe in ghosts.
And you were going to try and find ghosts.
Yeah, okay.
Why would you try and find something that you didn't believe in?
Because, right, so let me explain. I would have been about 13, 14, whatever, do you know what I mean? And I was sceptical then, because obviously, but then... So we'd go and do stuff like that. Obviously, ghosts aren't real, so nothing had ever happened. And it would just be like five teenage boys sat in an attic around a glass and some letters. Do you know what I mean? Nothing happening. None of this stuff's real.
You might be possessed and you don't even know it. We should do an exorcism.
Might be like Sixth Sense. You might be a ghost.
Yeah, exactly. We might be dead people and you can see us.
God. Yeah. So the afterlife, wank, innit? I mean, I heard you could do whatever you liked and I'm stuck here with you two.
So is that how do we help our young friend? Do we? I personally think that we should try and contact the dead
and see if we
can establish a legal presence in the
afterlife
in that dimension.
And you might want to chat with them. And after I feel bad for them because they've summoned them and now they've come and they're just like go away. So you may want to take the case of the ghosts. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they could even be decent people, not
exactly,
all ghosts.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's stereotyping. You're stereotyping.
Yeah.
I'm not having that.
Okay, thanks, Tom.
Should we get another one in?
Well, I think we should get Franco in now,
and
then we can get him involved in some.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's
get into this. This is by Iris Gold, Revolution Riders. It's FUBAR Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated.
Kings of our cups, close with our magic. I got them. display my heart, speeding through the stop sign.
On the other side.
Riders by Iris Gold. This is FUBAR Radio. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. That comes from the Marsha Hunt mixtape, which is out now on Iris Gold SoundCloud. It's fucking brilliant, if I do say so myself. So go and have a listen. But right now we're joined by a good friend of ours here at FUBAR. Keeping with the theme of FUBAR, he's kind of named himself after us a little bit. Double F and all that. It's Franco Frey.
Yes. Oi, oi. Thanks for having me.
No, not at all. Thanks for coming in, man. It's fucking cold out there.
It is cold out there, but Iris Gold's liven things up. I just want to say, Iris Gold, what a girl, innit?
Yeah.
I know her. She's a good girl.
No, she's great.
Proper.
She's great. Great. Lives in the Christiania region of Norway.
Yeah.
Oh, no, is it Norway?
Copenhagen. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Copenhagen.
I've got
is that
down
Norway?
There. I'm looking at her Twitter now. Yeah.
Christiania is the... You ever been to...
I've not, and I want to go so badly.
You heard about Christiania?
Yeah, I have.
It's like the laws on weed are so relaxed out there. You can just...
Okay.
Reece, I think there's a theme here with you, mate. Do you like a zoot by any chance?
Zoot, Frank.
Not particular zoot.
Yeah. Wait,
just zoots in general. Reece doesn't discriminate.
Yeah, well, come on, come on. Wait, I'll tell you what, though. I like your little breakdown about ghosts and all that. That's definitely a weed smoker's mentality. You know, about the other planes of time and space.
Yeah,
I loved
it,
mate.
It sounded like a stoner's conversation,
that's what
didn't
I'm
it?
The only thing missing was the weed, wasn't it?
How are you doing, though, bro?
I'm
you
good,
right?
Bruv. I'm really good, mate. Yeah. I've had a blinding year and I feel on top of the world.
Yeah, tell us about it, man, because we interviewed you on, was it the Friday Social?
No. I don't think
Jack Show.
That's it. This is your first time with Michael Payne.
Of course,
it's my first time. This is losing my virginity for you, bro.
Oh man, yeah, good man, good. I've got a dick on my knee as well now.
Oh no, you ain't been cursed, bro.
I have.
Stay away, mate. Honestly, no, it's been a blinding one, mate. Honestly, I feel like. I keep talking about it because where I'm from is not to plead poverty, but we're very sort of grounded, normal people, you know what I mean? So I go back there and everyone's like, bloody hell, Frank, things are going mad. And you feel a bit sort of like you're rubbing people's faces in it. But at the same time, I live a very normal life, so it keeps that balance, you know what I mean?
And it shows through your music. Like, that's what people have credited you with, you know? You've got a very just a working class sensibility about your lyrics.
Yeah, and definitely.
You paint the pictures of everyday life to sort of great effect, you know.
Yeah, nice one.
What were the sort of influence? Are you a big fan of the streets?
Yeah,
I am, and that was, you know, part of the influence to me writing about the everyday. So was it the same?
I was going
to
say, yeah, me and you were on a similar wave as it is and all. Yeah, the streets. I feel like obviously where you're like a white man rapping with a bit, not that he's, everyone says Cockney accent. He ain't really got a Cockney accent though, is he? He's from Birmingham.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm not going to lie to you. When I first heard Mike Skinner, I thought he was Cockney,
right,
and I didn't realise until later on that he was from Birmingham. I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
I genuinely just thought he was a North or East Londoner for years.
He did have quite a big foothold in South London, didn't he?
Absolutely. In London in general, I think he was massive in London.
Yeah. He was actually probably just massive in the UK. I don't know if you lot want to.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Yeah, no,
he
but I mean, no, but we're talking
try
specific.
Claim, try and claim him.
No,
from
no, not at all. But we're talking about specifically because I didn't live in any other parts of the UK.
Yeah.
So all I know is that he had a massive stronghold on London life, you know.
And he was from a large part of his life in South London, I think.
Oh, for
Brixton,
real?
I think. Yeah, I read the book, forgot it. It's gone in one ear and out the other, like most books,
like most audio books.
Yeah, isn't it? I think he did an audio version as well.
Oh,
does.
Just a stab in the dark. That. But so he informed a lot of your method of operation.
Definitely, I'd say growing up, he was like, he was one of the ones, like, obviously it went through to the pop world and all that, and I think the way it crossed over, obviously it was a big influence, you know what I mean? And seeing a normal day, everyday life thing was what it was, like, going around people's houses, stuff you can relate to and all that. But I was always a big fan of all that, like, I listened to a lot of UK hip hop, like Skinny Man and people that, for that reason, do you know what I mean? I mean, I was there when, like, when grime and UK hip hop was competing and all that, before it all become sort of like grime just took off.
Yeah,
I felt like that was a similar thing, like, why I never really distanced the two genres between them, you know what I mean? I grew up listening to UK hip hop, and then when grime was coming up, I felt the same thing. I just felt it was just that relatability, you know what I mean? But in all walks of music, I feel like that's why I like music. Like, when I, like, my old man brought me up on stuff like The Jam and The Clash, and I feel like the same way, you know what I mean? If I listen to The Jam today, I feel like I walk through London with a jam on, I feel the same.
Absolutely,
I mean?
Yeah, no, it does give you a it just enhances your spirit a little bit, songs like that. What's your kind of most listened to track at the moment, would you say?
Cool, at the minute, I'd probably say Jamie XX album.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'd say, like, that album for me, I went on tour this year. No, last year, was it? Oh, mate, the tour was such a movie, I forgot, mate. This year or last year. But anyway, I went on tour, right? And we done Scotland, and we got in the bus to drive home, and I got the album. I was waiting to listen to the album, and I put it on, and it's one of them where it proper, like, it took me somewhere, every tune type thing. And on the drive back, I feel like it stuck by me, you know what I mean? And
it's, yeah, experiences like that, the music that accompanies them is always going to kind of stay with you. I had a similar experience the first time I ever went on tour, and I remember driving down these country roads, listening to Pumped Up Kicks by Foster the People.
Yeah.
And I just... like, I can't hear that song now without thinking of Country Lanes in a little splitter van.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's fucking brilliant. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
It's nice,
just the
music
most brilliant feeling. Yeah, absolutely.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's sort of coming up for you? You've got the single out at the moment, Tell Me Your Word.
Yeah, basically, I've done, like I say, I went on tour this year. Like, I've had a mad one, really, because the music I make, it goes from, like, having a full band behind me when I perform live to, like, writing stuff in the studio with a DJ. And I'm sort of with a producer, sorry, and I'm trying to... what everyone keeps saying to me is, like, I get a bit caught up in it, whether it's like people are getting the wrong idea if I put one song forward and then another. And I was chatting to Ash from SBTV about it, and he was saying to me that he was like, Frank, the thing is, mate, it all culminates together, it's you, bruv, you know what I mean? Whether it's this, that and the other. And I feel like this year I've had a lot of sort of like back and forths and a lot of opinions. It's one of them things with the music, not to sort of slag off the music industry, but the music industry is hard if you've got a bit of uncertainty about where you're going, you know what I mean? And that, for me, coming right from the outside, from out of London and all that, I feel like that's not a hindrance to me, but it was a bit of a difficult one, because I didn't really know where to go, you know what I mean? I felt I can go this way, that way type thing. So yeah, this year I learnt so much about it that I kept saying this year I'm going to put the album out and all that, but I really feel like every artist has got an album in them, and I think mine's coming next year. I feel like, whether that be on a big label, small label, whatever, I feel like I'm just going to get it all together, wrap it up, put load of shows around it, and just go out there and just enjoy putting my product out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, with this one, this Tell Me A Word track, it's good for me, because I feel like this was sort of like off the back of all these sort of like, where we're going with it, we're going this way, that way sort of thing. And I felt like, nah, this is me. I felt like I proper stamped out and said, I want to put this tune out. You know what I mean? There's no massive hook on it. There's no, like, it's just bars. It's 2:32, and I felt right proud of that. You know what I mean? I just wanted to give, like, the honesty of what I feel is me. So when people say, what's Franco? And I play them the new one, I feel like that's defining that, you know what I mean? So I'm well happy with this tune, right proud of it.
Do you know what, that's the perfect fucking introduction, Joe. I was about to say, would you do us the honour of introducing the tune, but
there you go,
mate, you're one step ahead.
Yeah,
this is Fubar Radio, Payne and Sylvester Incorporated. This is Franco Fraser's Tell Me A Word.
Shirt that I'm wearing. Me, I don't wear shades even when the sun's glaring. Wind the window down, less of Mary. Too much hot air that they're blaring. They're 10 years deep, next year what a pairing. He done well, old Romeo. They come down off the weekend, took a whole week. It's a long way out because the whole thing. Make noise, go wake up the whole street. Keep looking up to misery's there somewhere if you try hard to find it. Look for the ladder and then start to climb it. Mark a pen and then underline it. Life don't let anyone else define it. Footsteps on the paving slab. Had a night out, out raving mad. First drinks are on me, could you pay the cab? Then I'll be on my toes, I can't stay to chat. For favours, I got a mate for that. Guess what you like, I just pay the cash. Praise the way that they played the game, and they paved the way, and they placed the track. Babe, we had a tape pack for that. Work hard, go hard, go broke.
smoke, go steady though, that's strong. Don't talk bad, cause we all know that's long. Tell them what's right when they say that's wrong. Tell them that you couldn't care less. I learned those who got far always give it their best. Know a man who made dough, still he isn't there yet. On top, all bless. But they're still sitting there stressed. Lost what it was that you hoped to find. Open mouth and an open mind. Had no plan and no design. Ignored it when you saw the sign.
Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. That was Tell Me a Word by Franco Frazee, and we've got the man in the office.
Oi.
Right now.
In the office, I like that.
Yeah, man. It's nice. We're a law firm, innit?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We're charlatans, yeah. to some. You know what I mean? That's what some might say.
Yeah. You printed your credentials off the internet.
That's it, man.
Don't nowadays. You
exactly.
Know I mean?
You got to print them from somewhere.
This is it, bro.
You get me?
This is it.
So, what we do here, as you'll have heard, we help people with legal queries, yeah. Just life problems, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of deal, our domain is life in general.
Yeah.
So people can kind of send anything to us, and people really do send anything to us. And that serves as an introduction and a warning as well, as you might hear some weird shit. But yeah, if you don't mind staying for one or two, Reese can read them out, and then
bro.
You can put your two pence in.
I'll put me Dear Deirdre out on.
There you go.
Is she still about?
I hope so.
Yeah.
I
hope so.
She's still in the sun, actually. She still does the sun.
Really?
Yeah.
Her last name, Sanders.
Oh, there you
really?
Go. Is it your mother? Come
it's Reese. You look closely. Reece. Take the wig off.
So, talking about family names, this one's from Gaz, which is my dad's name.
Okay.
Oh, but here we are.
It's not my dad because he not only spelled my name wrong, but he spelled everyone here's name.
Right. Wrong. How's he spelled pain?
No, he hasn't. He spelled Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-O.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't a dyslexia query, is it?
Every name is spelt wrong. My name is
spelled Natalie.
Nathal.
Nathal.
Yeah.
And he's spelled Risa Walsh or whatever.
Yeah.
We can forgive him.
Yeah, we can.
He says, Gaz says, I keep having issues with shitting.
Okay.
I feel like the answer already. Go on.
It hurts, and every time I'm in the toilet, I make weird noises because of the pain. My flatmates think I keep wanking in the toilet. How do I make them understand that how do I make them understand the issue that I'm having?
Tell them. It hurts when I shit.
Is this illegal?
You know what the answer is, yeah? You need to raise your feet up. I see this on the telly the other day. You need to raise your feet. Get a little stoop in front of you, probably about however high that is.
About 2 foot?
2 foot.
Isn't that about 2 foot?
No, bro.
Obviously, I didn't know.
Oh, right, about a foot and a half.
Yeah, sit there with your feet up. Yeah, apparently that's a natural way of going. Helps.
Yeah?
Yeah, trust. I've
Makes
done
sense.
It myself. It worked. I was happy.
More fibre in your diet?
Yeah.
I think Gaz might want to sue his toilet.
Oh, he might need a nutritionist.
I don't know. Who's he suing? That's what I'm wondering. The toilet?
Does he want to sue someone?
His own bowels? I don't know. Like, he wants to sue.
Maybe he's gone to his nutritionist and be like, you'll never guess what, right? I've got this legal problem because this isn't.
Yeah, I don't know what help he wants.
But they put legal help. So there obviously is something in this that they want legal help with. I think they want to sue themselves, their own.
Could you read that again, please? Because there is no.
There's a massive legal aspect.
Natalie, I keep having issues with shitting. Mm-hmm. It hurts every time I'm in the toilet.
Listen to that first sentence. It's shitting then. I keep having issues with shitting. It's shitting they want to take the case up with. So that's the clue. It's a clue in the first sentence.
Is it like anyone in particular? Like Jack Shit, maybe?
Yeah, Jack
maybe
Shit.
That's who he's after.
He wants to sue shitting, basically. Yeah. He wants to sue the act of defecating.
Yeah. It's no one's favourite thing to do.
Maybe he wants to restrain
it. It's my third favourite thing to do, after right. sex and sneezing.
Oh, sneezing's great.
Well, sneezing is fun.
Third best feeling in the world, according to me.
Okay. Shitting. What's fourth?
You know what he needs to...
Fourth is eating chicken.
What about ejaculating?
That's cancer sex.
Reese.
Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it does. Reese has never.
Right. So you're meant to finish. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I need some.
That's where you're going wrong.
Reese is just in and out, and he's like, all right, see you later.
Oh, in and out. Yeah. Gee, you learn something new every day. Yeah.
Someone get him a notepad.
So, all right, so this guy has issues with shitting, yeah. So he feels like shitting is to blame for his discomfort.
Yeah, and he says it hurts, and mm-hmm. every time he's in the toilet, he's making weird noises
like
because
what?
Of the pain.
Probably like...
right.
Like that.
His flatmates think that he's having a wank. I don't know what noises...
I reckon you should have a wank and let them know what noises you make
loud,
when you have
yeah,
a wank.
How loud are you when you're masturbating?
I'm pretty much silent.
Loud enough for people to go.
No,
you've
it might not be.
Never made a noise wanking.
No.
Never.
No,
ever
but
made
there'll
a
be some friction noise.
Yeah, but then what's he
friction?
Doing?
Friction. What do you think I'm made of sandpaper? Friction. Why would there be friction noises?
Well, you know, like air noises.
Like a
air noise. Like fucking, what's that bit in Crocodile Dundee when he's swinging that thing? That's just me wanking.
I had more of like a... I had more of like a...
Bear lotion. Billy lotion.
I've got a good answer for him, though. Shit with the door open. So they can visibly see what's going on.
Yeah. Or just bang two out at the same time whilst shitting, have a wank. You know what I mean?
Two birds, one stone, isn't it?
One cup. Why not invite them in for cocktail hour, but in the toilet, and watch them whilst you're on the toilet, and they're all having a nice mojito together?
Would you want to go in, though?
No, I definitely wouldn't. But if he wants to make them understand...
But I'd like to be invited. I wouldn't like to go, but I'd like to be thought of, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd like to at least turn down the invitation. No, yeah. I think. What are we saying?
I think
Franco says shit with a door open.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you say, Reese?
That's probably the best answer, isn't it? Shit with the door open.
I say have a loud wank. Let them know what you wanking sounds like, so that
they can differentiate.
Know exactly.
Or give them a schedule. You know what I mean? So they know what you're doing in the bathroom at that time.
Right.
Like, how are you going to know? How are you going to be able to stick to a schedule of shitting?
I know approximately what times I'll
really?
Go. Yeah.
It just creeps up on me.
I'm fairly regular for you.
Yeah, I wake up in the morning, have the morning one.
I don't have a shit every morning.
I've one about lunchtime and then have one just after dinner or before bed.
Oh, wow.
Fair play.
For a day, that's healthy, isn't it?
Yeah. It's like brushing your teeth. It's good.
I must not have enough fibre in my diet then.
So...
I definitely don't go three times a fucking day, man.
Like every
you might
day.
Have IBS, yeah. bruv. You might have IBS.
Bloody hell,
don't
three
eat
times
onions.
A day.
Do you go like a weekend a bit day. More? Because, you know, it's the weekend, you can just
you know what?
Go
sometimes,
wild.
Sometimes, you know, depending on, like the other day, for example, I ate a rather large meal. It was, like, it had beaten me when I was about a third of the way through, but there was probably, like, women around and I was
pride
showing off,
it,
so
yeah.
I just, you know, ate it all. The next day, I must have gone to the toilet. 6-7 times that day.
Mad ting.
Yeah.
Was there I would have passed it all one time.
Was there content in every time?
Yeah,
sweet corn. Every single
straight.
One.
Straight. Pebble dash.
Just the whole corn on the cob every time.
All different consistencies each time as well. It was, do you know what? It was like a bag of Revels. Do you know what I mean? It was just. It was a nice surprise every time I went.
Another little suggestion for this fella, though, is caloric irrigation or whatever he's
colonic
irrigation.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I've heard they're good. I've heard they're good, though.
They do.
Yeah, I saw a programme where a few celebrities went and had one done.
Richard Blackwood. He loved it, didn't he?
He did.
Yeah.
He genuinely did.
It must be so cathartic. It must literally purge you of... of everything.
Well, it clears everything out, you know, from then stuff that's in there, that's stuck in there, and it's supposed to be very good. It's supposed to like feel a lot lighter.
Yeah.
I mean, I assume this person has tried like laxatives or whatever to. But
yeah, if you haven't, then you should.
Certainly.
Yeah.
Prunes.
Mm-hmm.
Bran flakes.
Just bang a few apples.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That would be.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Should we move on to another one?
Yeah. Because we've been talking about like shitting and stuff for like quite a weirdly long amount of time.
Right. So this one's from Sam. And they said, hi, lads. I have a question. My mate keeps giving me a wedgie. And he tells me he won't stop unless I get my sister to go on a date with him. What a guy. I already asked her, but she told me she thinks he looks like a dog. How do I tell him in a nice way and safe, I think he's meant to say save, and save my crack?
Sounds like an American pie, you know what I mean?
Yeah, a bit American, isn't it?
Yeah.
A bit American.
Well, some dogs are like not ugly, so maybe when you say he looked like a dog, it would be like a good thing.
Oh, like name a dog that you go. Oof.
Well, I wouldn't date one, but
Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg. Yeah,
he ain't a bad looking fellow, is he?
No, he's all right. Yeah.
Rufus Hound.
Another
very
one.
Very good. Yeah, yeah. So that's it. Could just be a compliment, but the wedding.
Probably not.
Lil Bow Wow. He's definitely the
dog.
Yeah. But the wedgie is annoying.
Go commando.
Oh yeah.
Go commando until your mate dies.
What happens if you give someone a wedgie and they've got no pants on?
Nothing. You can't give a wedgie with no pants.
Is it trousers, I mean? You're lifting
up
the trousers.
No, wedgies are only pants.
Okay, well, fine. Then that's don't wear ever.
Don't go commando. Or become a commando and shoot him.
Do commandos not wear pants? Is that the way that comes
from? I don't know where it comes from.
It's like, you've been promoted now. Kecks off. We're not having this anymore. Come on.
None of that pansy underwear shit. You're a commando now, boy.
But without going too deep, maybe it's something to do with being out in the jungle all that time. If you don't wear pants, there's no chafing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the link.
Or you'd get scrot rot, I imagine, if you never wore pants. Due to the friction and whatnot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
I'm worried about the sister because, first of all, does she even want to go out with this guy? And how bad is the sister that he's like, he won't stop? You've got to give someone a wedgie to go out with you. That's not a compliment to his sister, I don't think.
How old are these people?
I don't know.
Who thinks that that's, that's how you get someone to go out with you? By giving their brother a wedgie. what era and like.
Like you said, it's 90s America, isn't it?
That's what I was going to say. Back in time. What teen sitcom are these guys listening to?
This is Saved by the Bell, I think.
Yeah, he's going to be flushing his head down the toilet next, isn't it?
Yeah.
Is your mate
banging his head off the locker
later.
Yeah.
My sister, Kelly Kapowski.
Loving the Saved by the Bell reference.
Yeah, I think you've got a man up and just have a straightener with your pal. Because no one should be able to give you a wedgie that many times consecutively while trying to bang your sister. Sorry.
Or
that's a double whammy, though.
Isn't it?
I'll try and do it.
Your sister should sue you for being such a little bitch.
Honestly, if those two things like coupled together aren't enough to fill you with this rage. You know that rage where you can take on anyone? Rage, fam. Like, I'm giving you a wedgie.
You know when you cry before the beef even kicks off?
Them ones. You cry because you know what's about to happen. You don't cry because you're scared. You crack because I'm going to kill someone. Yeah, yeah.
I miss rage. That feeling.
Rage. Wedgie. Or your sister has. Or you get. Or I'm going to sleep with your sister. Fuck that.
Was wedgies popular in England ever?
Never.
I wouldn't say it was a little hobby.
We used to dish out a few wedgies.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I've never seen a wedgie take place apart from on TV, and I've never been wedgied, and I've never wedgied anyone. It's just not the. It was the school ties for me.
Peanut,
that's English. But that's good old English bullying.
We didn't wear school ties till we were like 11, 12 years old. So.
No, I was wearing school ties in primary school, fam. Oh, no, peanuts go way back. Me and Peanuts go back like fucking.
We called them granny knots. Snoopy. As well.
Nah, Peanuts.
Did you see what I did there?
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
You should be a rapper, Snoopy. Bro.
I should, mate.
Wait, the weird thing about this is though, yeah, why does the fella, is it the fella wants his sister to go out with this fella? Yeah. Like what's that all about? You know what I mean? Why is he that bothered about him going out with his sister?
That's what I mean. Like I want to know from the sister.
Or just
to
break it to him. As next time he wages, you just go, yeah, fine, whatever in it, but my sister thinks you're butters.
Oh no, do you know what? Play the long game.
Mm.
Get your sister to get out of him. Yeah. Get them, like when they get married, just from now on, just find out the most embarrassing shit that's going to make the wedding get annulled. and then say it all in the best man speech.
Just, yeah, tell your dad. Do you know what I mean? That one of them, like, oh, so and so's trying to get on.
Yeah.
And he's bullying me.
No, but you can't say the bullying bit.
No, because then, do you know what I mean?
Because the dad would be like, so do something about it. You can't say the bullying bit. You're stuck if you go to your dad, oh, yeah, this guy is trying to like get with my sister. He's going to be like, so why are you telling me? Why don't you do something about it? You're a brother. And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go do something about it then.
Oh, just I need your back. Do you know what I mean?
And then the pressure's even greater.
Absolutely.
Or just say,
you have to win that fight,
isn't it?
Just say, like so and so is trying to get on whoever and is using. I don't know.
You can't get around it with your dad.
One of them where you want to make your dad vexed, you know what I mean? So you're like,
you can't. As the brother, you can't. You could play that card if you were a sister, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't play that card if you're the brother. No, can't go back to dad and be saying, oh, yeah, like this about. Like your sister, you can't. It's not. It's in the dad handbook. Mm. Let's get into a song.
Mm-hmm.
But before we do that, I just wanted to thank Franco Fraze for coming in and joining us in the office.
Listen, thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Not at all, man. Not at all. Before you go, just let people know where they can find you online.
Yeah, Franco Fraze with K and a Z. Have a look on Twitter, have a look on YouTube and all that. We do some pucker videos, me and me mate, so have a look at them. Quite proud of them. But yeah, 2017, I've already lined it up. It's going to be a pucker one, so keep your eyes on it. Franco Fraze, K and a Z. Nice one, Fubar.
Amazing.
Play to Win, the show where ultimately Plato wins. Please put your hands together for the queen of kitsch retro game shows,
Boomerang's
researching.
Sheep.
Woo!
Yeah, inside. Hi, guys, and welcome to another game of Play to Win.
Yeah!
Today, we have contestant number one, Michael Payne.
Hi.
Contestant number two, Natalie King.
Hi.
You have personalised buzzers mm-hmm. today, guys. If you'd like to give them a whirl,
mm-hmm.
and number one is Michael Payne.
I just bang.
And number four is Natalie King.
Do you fancy coming over here?
I just bang. I have to answer
Do
every question.
Do you fancy coming over here?
I just bang.
You can hear Natalie laughing at the end of mine as well.
Because banging you is laughable.
I know, I was going to say. It's the exact response I always want when I say that to women.
So today...
It's not sexy bang though, is it?
Of course bang's sexy.
Bang, do you want to bang?
Yeah.
Bang. Not the sexiest
yeah.
way of
bang's
saying,
probably
yeah?
one of the sexiest ways.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't think so.
I think it is. Bang is sexy.
Yeah. Right, so today we have a shortened version of Play to Win because, wow.
Someone got their songs in quite late today, that's why.
I mean, 2 o'clock.
2:30.
That's
so too late.
I mean, I've been to the dentist.
Yeah.
Tooth's no hurting yet. So yeah, all right, 2:30-ish. I've been relatively busy, guys.
Yeah, we all have.
Yes, I apologise. I mean... whatever. So anyway, we'll get into it. Number one on Play to Win.
I just bang.
Do you fancy coming over here?
Michael Payne.
Kung Fu Fighting.
Correct.
By Hot Chocolate.
No.
Shit. Wait. I can't remember who sings it.
Carl Douglas.
Oh, that's it.
One apiece. We've got off to a cracking start today. Number two.
Do you fancy coming over here? I pressed it too. I don't know.
I just bang.
It's not an Isaac Hayes song, is it?
It's not, no.
I don't know then.
I thought it was from Shafters.
Shafters.
Is that like Brazzers?
Shafters. It's like black cops that come around and just fuck you over.
For
no reason.
You can. I also missed out letting you guess a day.
Yeah.
So the first song was Carl Douglas, Kung Fu Fighting.
I get to guess, don't I?
Yeah.
No, actually, well, it depends, because I got the... I'm going to go over National Martial Arts Day.
No, close. Natalie.
Is it National Kung Fu Day?
It's not, but close.
Okay.
So, sorry, this was number two again. It's a real sexy number, isn't it?
I just bang.
Is it Curtis Mayfield?
It is Curtis Mayfield.
It's not Pusher Man, is it?
No, it's not.
Oh, I don't know then.
Kung Fu it is by
okay.
Curtis Mayfield.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Noticing a pattern here.
Yeah? Mm. Yeah? All right. Well, let's get it. Oh, sorry. Do you want to have a guess of the day again?
Yeah. Is it... National Kick Someone in the Face Day?
It isn't, no.
Is it Karate Day?
It isn't, but we're going in with number three, and we're running along the same kind of theme here, so...
I don't know that one.
This is every roadman's guilty pleasure, this singer.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy.
Is it Drake?
No. Along them kind of lines, though.
Bryson Tiller?
No. I like to think of him as the white Drake.
Oh, Justin Bieber?
Yeah.
I don't know the song. I definitely don't know the name of the song.
Well, I don't know if I can give you a point for the amount of hints that I gave you, but it's Justin Bieber, Never Say Never. The reason I've picked that is it's from the film Karate Kid with Jaden Smith.
Okay.
Right, so... Want to have a guess of the day, Nat?
Just National Fight Day.
No.
Is it...
I mean, basically what happened was Jacob picked the songs that are the most tedious links out of all of the
But whatever, Jake, all right, it doesn't matter, does it? Really?
I'm going to go with... National... Are we in the long right... Are we along the right lines with National?
Yeah, right. National.
National... Combat Day. National Hand-to-Hand Combat Day.
It isn't, no, but it's along them kind of lines. Okay. I mean, this one was probably the most tedious of links that I had in the whole of Plato, so... I mean, it's not really going to lead you in the right direction, but it is...
Is this the next one?
Yeah, this is number 4.
Okay. Yeah.
What the fuck? I have no idea what that is.
No?
No.
No, I don't know either. What now?
Really?
Idea.
Kaimani Marley, no. Warrior.
No. Don't
you
know
don't
it.
Know that song?
No.
No.
I'm sorry.
No! That is an absolute whammer. Smash hit. I'm disappointed. I'm actually disappointed in you.
Never heard that song.
I am really disappointed in you. When you leave here, I want you to go home and listen to that song, Kaimani Marley,
I will
Warrior.
Do.
Right, so...
Cage Fighting Day.
No, it's not, but...
National... I don't know. If it's not Kung Fu, then...
Right, it's 2-1, and we're going through to the bonus. Mm-hmm. So the winner of this
wins.
Will win, play to win, unless, I say, and for example, Natalie gets it, then you get the day, then it'll be a tie. Right.
So is it 2-1 to me?
Yeah.
I'm winning.
So, good. Here we go. This one is the biggest hint towards the day.
Okay.
You ready?
It sounds like the intro to a sports program.
Do you know what? Not even the right version of the song.
Oh my god. You've got to sing the right version now.
Just
bang. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yes.
National Samurai Day.
No.
National Ninja Day.
Yes.
Oh my god, why would I do that? Why would I do that?
I don't know. Oh shit.
I'm so
shit.
Dumb.
Oh shit, finished 3-2. To you.
Oh, I still won it by the skin of my teeth.
In the worst game of Plato ever. Michael Payne reigns. I don't know what, I quit. I'm done.
Let's get into a song.
Right, so. What song are we going with?
I think anyone on the four there.
That one.
You're even when I'm rolling, you know. When I'm coming like, when I drop, if you're kidding, know that I'll make a guy suffer. After a murk, man, when I light it up. Loud names, got a title, I've got a mind of her. Mind of her, mind of her, mind of a mad man when he's hyping up. Go ask your ex-girl, give a sign of her. Brandon, Jolie, that's my brother, that's my brother. My brother, my brother. BK, make God, give a sign of her. When I drop shit, bars, when I lapping up. You drop your best one, I'm not lapping up. To type it up, you're grabbing your time is up. To hyping up, I'm rapping, the fighters are surviving. The fight that I'm wiping up. So when I drop, man, I come in like high brother. Better high brother, high brother, high brother. Left, right, black high brother. Get right, that's my brother. That's when you pay for the gap, my brother. When I run up on deck, get clapped, high brother. Got a deep flow, get trapped, my brother. I shut down that axe, my brother. Don't know when I can't ask my brother. Know what it is when I drop four words. I know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four words. I know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four. Know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four words. What's that? When I come in like. When I come in like. Last of a dog, any bad or not, man's rising above. And I don't mean no 40 down on the knees when I say man's landing you up.
Drop sure you can,
man's rising you up. And straight to the man.
War.
S-O-B-O-W.
War.
I said S-O-B-O-W. And if anybody thinks that I'm lower than a mind, you bet, oh please, I'll trouble you. Who's next? Want beef? Oh barbecue. And bring the vibe, no gods are you. Man, I'm coming like, man, I'm coming like.
Drop man, I murk. Put better years on the mic, I work. Say the wrong thing, make your eye boom burst. Haymaker, make a dive in dirt. Haymaker, you're a diamond dirt. People keep telling me I'm sick. Must be the way that I rhyme with words. Been blessed with a gift since I was a bird. Look, what's the slogan? Know what it is when I drop four words. I know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four words. I know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four. Drop four. Know what it is when I say it. Know what it is when I drop four words. What's that? Man, I'm coming out.
Presents
The Hannah Whitten Show.
I really like my boyfriend and the sex is good, but he doesn't make me orgasm. When we finish, I say, I'm going to the toilet and I finish it myself. What can I do? Be like, before you put your dick in me, I need you to go down on me for a solid 30 minutes. I think that's reasonable. What if you told him what you'd been up to? You twist it, you're like, I've been going to the toilet afterwards and finishing myself off. I don't want that to happen anymore, so here's my compromise. You watch me.
I'm turned on thinking about it.
Is he bloody? Of course she is. She's Hannah Whitten.
Every Wednesday,
The Hannah Whitten Show.
From 6 PM on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah, Hannah Whitten stepping up, stepping in next from 6 till 8.
She's got Grace Victory in with her, the
Grace
amazing
Victory.
Fashion blogger.
What? Is that her real name?
I assume so, yeah.
Grace Victory.
It's a great name.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
That's like two massively, I don't know, much sought after human qualities.
Yeah.
Well, Grace is, and then Victory is like, it's what we all want, isn't it?
I think so.
Grace Victory.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when you meet people and the name's like Holly Day and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just love that so much.
But Grace Victory is great.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's probably the best name I've heard all week.
All week. Mm. All right, I'll let you off. Yeah.
Not the best name I've ever heard.
I was going to say, I know, Neville, for example, what a name. Mm-hmm. And I know a girl called Desiree Villaflor.
Wow. And that's great.
Yes, what a name.
I know a guy called Digby Bear.
Oh, yes.
Getting like 100% that's his real name.
Is he out of a Pixar?
He's a real guy, Digby Bear.
I think his parents, when they did that, were like, they looked at him and went, "That's a winner right there." Mm. They knew it as a baby.
You can't. People are gonna remember you.
Yeah.
Digby Is he a big Bear. Jolly fellow?
He's not. He's not. He's a medium-sized guy. I remember I was working at All Saints at the time. Other overpriced, shitty high street brands are available, and I used to. He just like came in and we just started chatting. Yeah. And he was like, I think he might have heard my music at the time. And we were talking and he just randomly said, "Oh yeah, I think I asked him his name." Logical. That's probably how he would have told it to me.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, he was like, "Oh, you won't believe me." I was like, "No, seriously, what's your name?" He's like, "Digby Bear." It's like, "No, you're right. I don't fucking believe you, man. What's your real name?" But his name is Digby
it's
Bear. Showed
name.
Me his bank card and everything.
Mm.
It's crazy as well that yours is Michael Payne.
But that's not my real name.
Oh, is it not?
My real name's actually Corinthian Agostinho.
Oh, that makes sense.
It just wasn't memorable enough for a rap name.
And it was really hard to say on the trails we make for here. So it was long. It was 30
seconds.
It
rhymes with a lot of shit, though. It
takes 30 seconds to say that name.
Corinthian Agostinho. Where you been, yo?
I want a new name.
El Nino.
What can I be?
Camino.
I'll be Archimedes Fist.
That's a good name.
That's a good porn name, actually.
Archimedes Fist.
No, I was thinking more along the lines of like the intelligence of Archimedes.
With
the power of the fist.
Okay.
Oh, you know right. I mean? Okay.
Like intelligent warrior.
Yeah. Brains and brawn.
Have you ever seen The Son of Zorn?
No.
No. Then this reference will go over your head. So
I've seen. No, it's nothing to do with that at all.
Rhymed with Zorn.
Um, Well, let's get into a case since we're in the office, yeah. And then we will be joined by our second special guest of the day. Food Guy is coming in. Foods. So, Furious Judge. There's been some. It hasn't been contempt of court. I'd say it could be put down to contempt of court. You know, chambers are obviously a courtroom's always got to be very quiet. And to be to make excessive noise would be deemed disrespectful by any judge, really. But, you know, you can imagine being so disrespectful and so noisy that a judge throws you in the jail downstairs. But imagine having your phone put in jail.
The cell in the cell.
The cell in the cell. So that's what happened when an angry judge jailed a phone for a day after it went off in court. Furious Ian Laurie took the unusual step midway through proceedings after the mobile rang in the public gallery, describing it as gross disrespect. Well, they were watching like porn on the phone. Gross disrespect. A surprised-looking woman began to race from the court with the phone still ringing, but the judge ordered the usher to call her back in. Usher's always around, isn't he? Yeah. He's in cinemas, he's there to help out in cinemas.
Gotta let it burn.
Put your hands up, bend your knees, it's round in the circle, get down with me. Oh, come on, come on.
At the court door.
Come on, come on. Usher's just about. When she replied, so the shame-faced woman re-entered Plymouth Crown Court after Judge Laurie asked her if she could read. When she replied yes, he then told her that she'd clearly failed to see the large sign on the court door requesting all phones were turned off before entering. The woman said she was sorry and claimed she did not know the phone was in her bag. I didn't know my own phone was in my own bag. She added she thought it had been left in her car and was turned off and apologised again and began to turn away. But a clearly unamused Judge Laurie, who was overseeing a series of cases for breach of orders, barked, "I haven't dismissed you." He then ordered her to head downstairs to the security office and hand over her phone, where it would be held until the end of the day's proceedings at 4 p.m.
I hope that phone has learned its lesson.
Yeah, so do I.
And a day in a cell will do that.
Call yourself a smartphone.
Do you know what I don't get is, that's clearly not a law. Do you know what I mean? There is no law that allows you to put a mobile phone in prison.
So, well, not breach of peace in a courtroom. I think you could go to certain lengths to make sure that...
To put a phone in prison. Mm-hmm. You just made that up on the spot. And everyone just went, well, he's a judge, so yeah, we'll allow it.
Seems legit.
Yeah.
It did grossly disrespect him, though.
The phone did grossly disrespect
him. What was a ringtone?
They were watching, like, she was watching Bestiality. No, it was the ringtone was like the soundtrack to a Bestiality film.
Oh, classic.
Gross disrespect.
Yeah.
Or the grossest.
Probably, I don't know. Yeah, he was very angry about it. So he had to confiscate.
He didn't confiscate. He jailed the damn thing.
And I like how he patronised you as well. Like, I'm not only going to take your phone off you, but I'm going to make you look stupid in front of everyone. Like, can you read? Can you say that around?
But she broke the law too, because she was trying to harbour a fugitive, the phone, when she ran off with it. Like, he was then
that's
about
a good point.
To be.
He
like,
wanted to imprison that phone, and she did.
She tried to.
She became an
with
accessory.
It. They had to get Usher to get them back.
I know. You got to call in a favour from celebrities, but, you know.
Usher's a bounty hunter now.
It's one of them where, you know, I wouldn't have come back. However, if Usher had turned up and went, hey, you know what, come with me, let's go out to Adigan. Yeah, okay.
What are you fucking going? Where's Usher? Usher, are you here?
Yeah.
Surround sound, you know. He's everywhere. Usher's everywhere. That's why he gets called.
She just heard that at home.
Yeah, she was like, is he behind me? Is he by my side? Yeah.
That's what police sirens should be.
They should be in Dolby surround.
Yeah, like,
we should have the speakers in our houses.
Like old ear raid sirens, you know what I mean? We could just have them around. And
it's true.
Yeah, and there should be that and ice cream vans as well. So people would go running towards the ice cream van. It would make bank because
that's
Usher.
True.
He's like a Pied Piper, really, isn't he?
One of the songs I had on my ninja thing that got cut off, Jacob. I mean, it starts with Enter the Dragon, big hint. It would have been a great link.
For real. Unleash the Dragon by Cisco as well.
But instead, we'll just go with Warrior by
Kimani Marley. Great choice.
He had to pick quickly, didn't he? They came in late. You had to pick quickly with the songs.
Too quickly.
I got you, Jacob. Don't worry.
Too quickly. <you see>. Yeah. No, we love you, Jacob. But what do we do about this? Do we have any power over this judge? Like, we are the law. You know, we do kind of establish these laws.
Do you think the phone's got a case? Can you
represent?
Hey! game, Natalie. I didn't know you had it in you.
I did.
I'm not gonna lie, it crept up on me that one as well. I'm not gonna lie to you. If Reese hadn't said anything, I would have just let that one slide. That was good.
I was sat here with an awkward tumbleweed going around.
The phone definitely has a case.
Yeah. Can you represent now? We've already said you can represent ghosts. I think you should now take on objects.
Yeah. Would you reckon the phone was charged with anything?
Yeah. With battery.
Yeah. Amazing. Got caught with a couple of keys.
Yeah.
We could be here all fucking day.
We could be, but I think it would be more the phone's owner, because we don't know what she was looking at, and maybe the phone wasn't happy with what was being looked at and it was forced to watch something.
Maybe it was a cry for help.
Yeah, the phone wanted to get caught to get away from it.
That's true. It's like that film, Law Abiding Citizen. Maybe the phone's plotting a really elaborate revenge scheme on car phones for you or something, and it needs to go to prison to do this. Maybe the courtroom is right next door to a phone shop. It's going to tunnel under. Maybe. Vibrate just really, really hard until it just kind of vibrates through the ground.
Do you know what? We could have just got this all wrong, and she could have had the phone from Trigger Happy TV.
That big fucker.
Yeah.
Hello! I'd much prefer to represent the phone.
I think so.
We represent the phone in this one.
The phone's got a strong case.
Definitely.
Don't take its case.
We can get the phone some compensation.
Yeah, I think so.
I reckon.
Yeah, that'll be good. Awesome. Enough to get it off pay as you go and onto contract, maybe.
Definitely, yeah. It's going to become a little 80-month contracting. Trust me.
It's good.
Cool, awesome. Well, let's get into some music, and then straight after, we've got our second special guest of the day. It's Foods. It's Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on Foodbar Radio.
Stressed out living in a city where I'm selling it when it eats, just so I can make a earner. Bad boy, not like Diddy. If I got the thingy with me, then I'm talking about a burner. If you're one of them brothers that I live in, then it's long for you really come on, daddy's my earner. Bark for bar, stage shows, video, radio, anywhere, man, I might murder her. I'm a Mercedes Benz on every drive by, see if man don't milk. You can get a stuck in the head. 1 second, money bringing out the brother named Flirter. Yeah, you got something to say, you better talk up, brother. Man, I might never urge ya. Some brothers in my space now. Yeah, what's in that brother over there? That big man, spin the rhythm, let me kill him, let me know, don't push a clip and bang. Bang, bang, bang. Ooh. Two lighties, none of them are wifey. We're never gonna bang, bang. Ooh. My brother had a black lock 9 more times. We let it go, bang, bang. Boom. Shotties and all that, bodies and all that. I can show you how to make a bulletproof. Murder, put him in a boot. Murder. Put him in a. Ooh. I got a spirit of 10 man. 06 bricks stand, then he jack off with a. Bare face, no belly, no skin, no strally. Big man, ting, then he came. Shoot out my beast from the east, could I never be a chief. Roji, never low end goal. Man, I'm on a wavy, still man, has always been a wavy youth. Violate me, you know, mighty, it goes bang, bang, boom. Your head's up now, laying on your desk, talking, and the gangsters get moves. One of the artists doing this thing, so don't take man for simple, take man for simple. See, man, a wavy, still man, has always been a wavy youth. Violate me, you know, mighty, it goes bang, bang, boom. Your head's up now, laying on your desk, talking, and the gangsters get moves. One of the artists doing this thing, so don't take man for simple. I drop rhythm like a shitty when I'm ready, you don't wanna see me go in. On the levy, man, it's tricky, man, it's get all like Reggie when I'm flowing. I go dumb like Ed, and Eddie, don't make me have to show him. You ain't my buddy, don't act funny, might get up. Who is this study? Brock and the shot, he does anybody know him? Nah, man, don't know you. Man, don't know you. Is that your gal when man, I give a two juice? If her insides all so loose. Out with a finger, yeah, I'm like, hold them two. Nobody don't care about you. Jamaica B style, slew you and your bumper clock crew. Don't you know I'm for the with a loose? Man, a wavy, still man, has always been a wavy youth. Violate me, you know, mighty, it goes bang, bang, boom. Your head's up now, laying on your desk, talking, and the gangsters get moves. One of the artists doing this thing, so don't take man for simple, take man for simple. See, man, a wavy, still man, has always been a wavy youth. Violate me, you know, mighty, it goes bang, bang, boom. Your head's up now, laying on your desk, talking, and the gangsters get moves. One of the artists doing this thing, so don't take man for simple, take man for simple. See, I'm wavy.
Payne and Sylvester Incorporated on FUBAR Radio. We've got the Young OG.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason for that tune that in one. The studio right now.
Yeah.
It's Foods.
Hello.
What you saying, bro?
Not too much, bro. You good?
Yeah, all good, man. All good. So you changed your name. I don't know how recently that was. It was a smooth transition for me, so I never even really noticed it happen.
All right, yeah, I felt like it was time to change your name because I rebranded.
Yeah,
you know, situations are different now. Mm-hmm. You know, and I just thought like brand new year, fresh start. Boom, let's hit him with a new name. Yeah, yeah. It's that time right now.
Yeah, yeah. So the MC formerly known as Fudder Guy now Fuds.
It is.
Legendary member of the legendary crew Rough Squad.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's let people know that first for those that don't know. Do you know what I mean? No spring chicken. But now you know, embarking on a solo career.
Yeah.
But you know, you were all artists in your own right anyway, within the realms of Rough Squad.
Yeah.
But is there any like sort of main change that you've experienced when it comes to, you know, really, because for all intents and purposes, there isn't much more of Rough Squad. You still exist, don't you, as a unit, but you're not really putting, you know, much stuff out.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, it was, first things first, we was friends before music.
Of course.
You know, like, me and Tinchy Strider went primary school with each other. He's lived next door forever.
Yeah.
You know, Dirty Danger and Tinchy from the same estate as me. You know what I'm saying? And we was all friends before music.
Yeah.
So, you know, as you do, as you grow in any relationship, like, whether it be with your partner, your parents, your any family member, whatever, work colleague, whatever, you've got to have some discrepancy at some point. You know what I'm saying? And when that arose with us, man, I just felt like it was best for me to step away from this situation before I fall out as a friend.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So it was more, you know, because it was deep. They're my brothers, of course, regardless, you know? So I thought, like, I don't mind sacrificing being in this group for the sake of the friendship, especially with someone like Strider Carr.
Yeah.
I cram up with him, you know? I told him, he put me on my first tour.
Of course.
You know what I mean? We were seven tours deep together, you get me? So I just felt like I had to step away from that. Since then, I think the biggest like change or the scariest thing was just not having them there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because having them man beside me or me being beside them, it's a natural comfort, you know.
Of course.
You feed off each other's energy, you know, and stuff like that. And you being on your own on the stage, it's you, one man and your DJ, you're like, rah.
Yeah.
I have to create this vibe for myself now, like, you know. And that weren't too easy. You know, people see me as that guy from Rough Squad, like, yo, you're the energy guy, you're the one that brings the charisma to the stage, blah, blah, blah. But really and truly, if I don't have them man around me or someone to bounce off, then yeah, you might not get the best out of me. So I now have to, I've had to, like, you know, really plant that seed in my head, like, bro, you're on your ones now, so deliver regardless.
Yeah. Interesting.
So,
interesting. But you've done some like pretty illustrious things, man. Like you've supported like Nelly Furtado, for instance, in Abu Dhabi locations. Like what? How did that sort of?
I don't even know how that came about. Like our management at the time with Strider just told us. I remember we came back from doing a show in Ibiza, and we got told we got like a week break. I was like, yes, like finally. Like obviously we're doing what we love, but like I really needed a break at the time. And then I was like, I got a phone call, like, pack your bag, we're going to Abu Dhabi tomorrow. I'm like, what do you mean? You told us we've got a rest. But I'm thinking, I'm already complaining about Abu Dhabi. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't never been there before. So, and I got told we were supporting Nelly Furtado. But the joke thing was, when we got to Abu Dhabi, we was held in the airport for a little while. We didn't have to go through customs or nothing.
Nice.
That's when I was thinking, right, this place is different, you know? And they put us in this nice little proper plush room. And there was these other people in there. And like, everyone was greeting each other and whatnot. And then this woman comes up to me. She looked like the biggest nerd you'd ever seen. Like big fat glasses, like a hoodie and a hat. She just, no makeup or nothing. I was quite tired at the time. So she's introducing herself to me. I'm like, oh yeah, hello, I'm Fudder, like blah, blah, blah. She's like, I say, what's your name? She goes, oh, Nelly. I said, oh yeah, what do you do then? It was Nelly Furtado. I'm like, oh no, the woman that we're coming for. She's looking around and I'm like, is he serious?
Amazing.
Do you know what I mean? But
you're in disguise though.
Yeah, but I didn't, you know, because I've seen her on the telly. I've never seen her like in my face like that. She looked completely different and she was dressed down.
Yeah.
She knew there was no camera around, so it just looked like a complete different person.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was half asleep as well, so I was like, yeah, so what do you do then? What's your job? And she's, you know. And
was she quite forgiving, though?
Well, do you know what? Funny enough, we went out to dinner. She was quite flirtatious with me afterwards.
Fair play. Fair play.
Yeah, so that was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose it's like, maybe quite attractive to like super famous people to meet someone who isn't up their arse.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, not until they let them.
Shout out Nelly.
Yeah, big shout out Nelly. I love Nelly Furtado.
Yeah, she's amazing.
As an artist, I think she's great. You've more recently, you know, you've taken part in the Red Bull Culture Clash.
Yeah, man.
That's such an event every year.
Yeah.
I think, did you feel like a lot rested on your shoulders when
yeah,
because it's a competition, isn't it? It's a massively glorified competition, but at the end of the day, in essence, it is, you are competing.
Yeah, of course. I mean, first and foremost, I think I was overwhelmed to be part of it.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know, like 20,000 plus people, like in the O2 Arena. Mm. I'm like, and I saw the ones from the years before, mm-hmm. and I was like, rah, like I'm doing this now, yeah, you know. Yeah. And it was just around that transition of leaving Rough Squad, mm-hmm. you know. Originally, I got that. I was one who secured that gig and got it for all of us,
yeah, yeah.
Because people was demanding Rough Squad, Rough Squad, Rough Squad, you know. And eventually, for what reason or another, some of them they chose not to do it. And I thought, like, well, I'm not missing this opportunity to do it. And yeah. I went there and did it. And, like, seeing, like, some of the American celebrities, like Wiz Khalifa, Ty Dolla $ign, just right next to me chilling, like, you know, the man of smoking bear weed and just chilling out and whatnot. Like, it was a bit like, rah, like, I'm competing against these man here, you know what I mean? But I'm in my city, though. So,
yeah, yeah. Home advantage.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then, like, seeing people that I grew up with, like, the likes of Soul Solid, also competing, you know? And like, you know, Popcorn and them man there.
Yeah, Mix Pack who went on to win.
Yeah, exactly. They killed. Like, so for me, I'm like, rah, like, I'm just overwhelmed to be on the stage with everybody here anyway. But like, to get the response that I got, I was one of the only people to get a reload in there. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, yo, like, you know, I was just with DWE the other day. He's like, Fudge, remember the other day when was that Red Bull Culture Clash and you just did that?
I'm
like,
DWE remembers that.
Yeah.
You know, the maddest thing is you're saying obviously 20,000 people there.
Yeah.
But it's a live streamed event as well, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I remember me and my mates, we were driving somewhere. So we watched it on a phone in a car, do you know what I mean? And we were driving like five man deep in probably a Fiesta or something, watching Culture Clash on a phone. So do you know what I mean? There's going to be however many more hundreds of thousands of people
man.
At home watching.
Absolutely.
It.
The impact that it would have had.
It is like the World Cup final of music.
Of urban music. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So for me, really and truly, like, whether we was going to, I really, really wanted to win. Don't get me twisted. Like, I wanted to win. But if we didn't win, I was walking away from that place gassed anyway, like, you know,
and
I mean?
A bit high from Wiz Khalifa. And
oh, of course, exactly. If you sit in the room, smoked out. One guy wasn't even smoking, and he was just standing up, and he just collapsed because there was so much fumes in the room. It was that mad, but amazing. It was a vibe. It was. We went out to party afterwards. You know, everyone got drunk and whatnot. It was the sickest day, like, and I can say like that's one of the highlights of 2016 for me.
Amazing. Yeah. No, that's cool. But obviously, other highlights must include, you know, releasing music, because you've released a bit this year. What's coming up in 2017?
Do you know what, bro? A lot. Like, I feel like, obviously, since leaving Rough Squad, or since, like, putting, like, Strider's career before mine, I've, you know, some of my loyal fans have stuck with me all the way, even when I haven't been releasing music or putting out any visuals or anything. And I felt like I just owe them a body, a heap of music, you know? So when I had, like, you know, got my head right and rebranded and whatnot, I decided that I'm not going to put out a project right now. I'm not even going to put out a project early 2017. I'm going to keep licking them down with singles upon singles, and like some with features, some not, you know. Like, I just did a mosh with P-Money, Blacks and Rapid, and Rapid also produced it.
Amazing.
You know.
So half OGs, half Rough Squad.
Exactly, exactly. Blacks is my boy, and P, like, we're cool from time as well, you know what I'm saying? So it just made sense. And then I did another tune, My G, which was not even meant to be a single or anything. Like, it was an accident.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Big up Loafer still. Like,
yeah, we played that a few times on the show.
Oh, sick.
It's a big tune.
Love for that. Yeah, like, that was a mistake. It wasn't meant to happen. It was meant to be like a freestyle in between singles. A friend of mine called Mirav, she's heavily into dubstep and gets a lot of stick because she's a Jewish girl that loves grime and dubstep.
Is there something in the Torah that says that no, they're not allowed to? I haven't read the Torah, but I'm going to look for that bit about dubstep.
I think it's a bit of a family thing. Like, they're thinking, oh, you should do this, you go and get married. And she's like, bruv, I just want to go grime raves and dance and dubstep.
She's like, wop, wop, wop. She's like, wop, schmop.
Is that like how in the Bible it says you can't eat shellfish? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. It's like you can't eat animals whose hooves are split, is it? and shellfish, and there's lots of dietary requirements.
Yeah, that's like in dietary laws. You're not allowed to listen to dubstep or to drama. It's the same kind of consensus.
Yeah, not on the Sabbath anyway.
Yeah. Oh God,
she gets stick for that.
Why I order.
But yeah, she was the one who showed me the beat. Like, you know, I was like, yo, I like this beat, I might just do the freestyle on this. And she was encouraging me to do so. Yeah, so yeah. I done that. And then
but don't say my name or God will smite me.
I think she's back home right now, running a big split anyway. Sick. So she ain't rating the thing anyway.
But God tunes in and he's like, what? I wonder what she's got on that Walkman.
Yeah, she's a proper hardcore like dubstep grime fan. Like, she goes to raves one up. She don't go with none of her people. Like, none of her mates.
I rate that highly. Everyone's got that one friend that kind of. Would are they really your friend if you've never been to a rave with them but always seen them at the rave by themselves?
They're one of them people that you say, oh yeah, that's my brethren, isn't
it? And then you think about it.
And then when someone goes, yeah, do you know your brethren? And you go, yo, they're not my brethren.
Yeah, she just because she ain't got like. Some of her friends ain't into the music that she's into. Yeah.
She's not going to let that stop her.
Yeah, like, so she just goes one up all the time. Like, she was messaging me when she was at Ali Pally the other day for Skepta's show.
Oh, Skeen, yeah.
Like, and I'm like, who are you with?
I want to speak to you about that because you've mentioned two things. And you know exactly what I'm going to talk about.
Right?
Because you mentioned Reloads as well.
Yeah,
and then you mentioned Skeptics. Have you heard? Have you read the Evening Standard review of the show?
I saw that.
And the pitiful... Right? Did you see it?
Yeah, I read it. Yeah.
There were what is it? There were
they had to restart the song. Whole night messed
didn't
up the
go
song.
To plan.
Yeah, that was it.
After an hour,
because they had to restart
they were
the
restarting
song.
Yeah.
I mean, like,
shout out to John Hazelwood. You are the MVP this year. You've literally written the best thing like since I don't know whoever wrote fucking Donald Trump's wife speech. Like, your shit is gold.
Shout out him though, because think how many hits his article's got now.
That's it.
Mm.
That's it. He might have known all along, you know.
Yeah, of course.
That could have been PR
like,
for him. You get me?
Yeah.
He's like, I'll slip this little thing in. Make him think I don't know what a reload is.
He was busting up at home on his wife.
He could well have been, mate. He could be a journalistic genius and has basically, his article's gone viral.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it.
Yeah.
It's on every social, everywhere.
That's it.
It was on BBC Radio 1 with Nick Grimshaw.
Other magazines have written about his review. Instead of doing reviews of the show themselves, they've written about his review. That's how big the review is.
He could get sacked for it and get another job like that.
People are reviewing his review.
Yeah. Has he made his account private yet? Because you know on Twitter when something like that happens.
I've been tweeting him. I've been tweeting him. His account ain't private yet. I've been tweeting him. I've been pirating him.
What have you been saying?
I said, what did I say? No, I just said to him, I gave him a word of advice actually. I said, listen to Reload It and Three Wheel Ups, both songs by Kano. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He pretty much wrote the Bible and Reloads. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to those, read your article, and then read your article, listen to those tunes, and then read your article again.
That's good.
That will be good for him.
I think it was inexcusable what he did, basically.
Yeah. Oh, like, this is what it means when DJs reloaded.
Thousands of other people in that venue, and he didn't ask one person why that kept happening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
The maddest thing is that it happened, I think, only twice, and they was trying to say, like, because it's a concert, like, and the time got pushed back because it finished around like 10:30.
Yeah, right. An hour late.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
Exactly. And you know, other like Chase and Sega, they played there like I think a week before or so, and they got to go until 12:00.
Right.
Not, but you know, they said, oh, it's grime, it's gangster,
matting for
you
real,
know, all of that. Yeah, so they did that, but still, it was the sickest show ever.
These times, Frisco was touring with Chase and Status.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? He was touring with them, and so they couldn't.
And Temper T.
You know what I mean?
The angriest guy in the history of anger.
Yep. You know?
Swing your
and they did that. So like when that brother made that mistake, I was thinking, bro, like, don't you just want to like do your research first? Like, you know,
you'll catch so much corn nowadays,
you know,
man.
I mean?
Like people are the thing about grime now is that there are so many guardians of it.
Mm.
There are so many people who were around in the first wave that now see the way it's becoming big, and
no one
disputes its growth. No one doesn't want it to be big.
Yeah.
But people don't want people to jump on the bandwagon for the sake of jumping on the bandwagon. If you look at this guy's reviews, he reviews gigs like, he's reviewed Olly Murs.
Okay.
He has no business being at a Skepta gig in the first place.
I actually swapped shifts with someone.
Right. I reckon you did,
yeah,
you know?
I've got this shift on Friday night, yeah. It's from half 7 to 9.
It's a band called Spectre. Yeah. Oh, God.
Maybe this is good that you've given him the knowledge now, so when he sent out on his next grime review, because we all think he's going to get another
one, he knows what to look for.
He'll know this. He can't wait for his next
could
one.
Could he be sued over it?
No, he can't be sued. He'll catch corn. And that's worse.
He's not broken any laws by saying it. He's incorrect.
There's no libel. No. It's just all been opinion
because
based.
Because actually, if you look at it, what he did say was he is kind of correct because he did keep restarting it. Yeah. He's not any laws broken, but it's
also,
just wrong.
Also, he goes, one thing that kind of irked me a little bit, and the thing is, I've seen the gig. I didn't have the pleasure of being there in person, but I streamed it on Apple Music and stuff. Cool. And one thing he said was that people sloped home unsatisfied. How did he gauge that? What survey did he put out to be like, out of, on a scale of 1 to 5, how satisfied are you with this gig? 1, satisfied. 2, do you know what I mean? It's like sloped home. You're going to be tired after a gig when you're moshing for like an hour and a half. Yeah. Also, Ali Pally's on a fucking hill, mate.
Oh, mate.
So you got to walk up that hill, then you got to walk back down it. If people are a bit tired, I don't think it's because they're unsatisfied.
The maddest thing is, he's actually, that was a bit of a lie, in my opinion, car. After the gig finished, nobody, they was shouting BBK, BBK for about an for time and right. the bands had to try and usher people out, but nobody wanted to go, and everyone's thinking, okay, this must be an after party. Yeah. People were sticking around because they wanted to catch information on where the man them are gonna be, because they wanted to like party with the man them, you know what I'm saying? And like nobody wanted to go home. So when I read that bit, I was a bit like, but they didn't want to go
he's
home.
He's got a chip on his shoulder.
Maybe he didn't know what BBK stood for. I thought it stood for something else.
Yeah, like GBK. He's going to go Gourmet Burger Kitchen.
People were so annoyed, they just wanted a burger.
Maybe that.
I think he was so ill informed, and the article was ill conceived. I think it's like one of the worst. It's the worst thing I've read journalistically about music since that guy accused Giggs of putting a rape lyric in his song. Yeah. For me, that was the worst.
Do you know why I think he got so much stick as well? Because like, grime has never been, you know,
polished.
Yeah, exactly. Or seen as like, it's never going to be looked at like, say, pop, like where the country embraces it totally like that. It's never been like that. We've had to go through pirate radio to be heard.
Exactly.
You know, and it's finally got to a stage where like, oh, people are accepting it. The masses are accepting it, not just in the UK, overseas
world,
as well.
Yeah.
And so like, for you to like, it's one thing for people to be like, okay, now they're jumping on the bandwagon when they never wanted it before, but now you can't even get it right. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's like an insult. So that's
they're not respecting it.
Nah.
They're not respecting it. They're writing about it for the sake of writing about it, but then at the same time, they're doing it with an air. It's almost like an air of sarcasm.
Yeah.
It's like, exactly. Oh, let's just give it a few columns because that's it's cool now.
Exactly.
Our kids are listening to it.
Yeah.
But then, like, their own kids are probably like, Dad, what the fuck have you done?
But has he replied? Has he come out and said, I got that wrong?
He retweeted. He's been getting a lot of stick for it.
I can imagine.
The only person he's retweeted was some kid that just went, LOL. I hate you lot. It just sums it up, doesn't it? It's brilliant. If you're going to choose any tweet, it might as well be that one, isn't it?
Yeah.
LOL, I hate you lot. So
I'd like to
good.
Tim to hear some more reviews of him on different genres that he's out of his depth for, like thrash metal.
Someone sent me
stuff,
a link of when
like,
someone sent me a link of when he reviewed Sam Smith's Bond theme and reviewed the wrong song.
He's great.
So, you know what I mean? His history speaks for itself.
Do you know he's some like 90-year-old bloke that they don't want to sack him in case he dies? And you know, like, that could be the straw that broke the camel's back.
Honestly.
Well, can you go down and do Skepta? Having a good laugh in the office.
There was another journalist recently, there was an American journalist actually, that was reviewing, there's a show on Amazon at the moment with Billy Bob Thornton, which name escapes me right now, but Goliath, that's it.
Goliath.
And they did a review of it and said, you know what, it's really... Goliath. And they did a review of it and said, you know, it's really confusing, but it kind of makes more sense in the second episode. And that's because he watched them the wrong way around and thought the second episode was the first one.
God.
And people were giving him a lot of shit for that. Like, well, if you watch them in the right order... check before you write a review. Watching shows in the wrong
that's
order.
That's amazing.
Because he really kind of did par it and was like, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Fucking
how weird
idiot.
That they would make the second episode the one that explains everything. Like,
Martin.
That's the first, isn't it? So, journalists, eh?
Brilliant. But if you don't mind, Foods, like, would you help us with a legal query or two?
Come on, then. I've been watching Suits on Netflix. So I think I'm going to do that.
Good show.
Then you've got more qualifications than we have.
Basically, you're overqualified. Qualified. we've got 10 minutes left, and next up is Hannah Whitten with the amazingly named Grace Victory.
Shout out Grace Victory, massive shout out, family, for real.
Until then, we'll see if we can tackle some of your legal woes.
So as you know, we are a law firm and a family friendly show. I'd like to think
absolutely.
So, This one is from Susie.
Who Provided said, you're the Manson family, by the way. I was just
So this one's from Susie, who says, I went to a coffee shop last week with my husband and five-year-old son, because I feel like that's a kind of target audience for us.
For a coffee?
For us.
All right, I was going to say...
when we received our coffee cups, I noticed something strange in my mug. The latte art was made to look like a couple performing different sex positions. My son has not stopped asking where he can learn to hug like that. Can I
fuck off?
Can I see the barista, Susie?
First of all, I'd like to pick up on latte art, because I've never heard that before. What's that, the latte art?
Oh, it's like when they, you know, when like you get the
on
coffee.
The top.
Yeah, on the top, they do a little picture in it for you.
Does that mean they've done it on the top? Because it's something strange in my mug. So does that.
Yeah, unless there's two people just banging in a mug.
Yeah, two little borrowers fucking in a mug.
Performing different sex positions. How many little ones?
How much time did you give these people to make your coffee?
I think first of all, she has to give credit to them for their art.
For real,
you know.
And if your 5-year old son can make out that these are sex positions from fucking latte art, as you call it, then he's a genius. And
he's a genius. So they've been leaving their bedroom door open. One of the two.
That's a good point. What's he making the reference? Yeah. Where's he getting the? What's the reference point?
Exactly. That's what Daddy and the secretary do when you're at work.
Amazing. Yeah, no, it's true. I don't think there's anything wrong with, because why are you giving a hot drink to your kid anyway?
Yeah.
How did your kid look into that drink?
That's blessed. My mate's 3-year old. He always has a little bottle of tea.
Oh, all right.
Tea is alright. Latte is posh. This kid is probably like living in somewhere like Hampstead kid, probably or something.
Yeah. I'd probably advise her not to sue, but take it as an opportunity to start the conversation about the birds and the bees.
Mm. Well, maybe use it to spice up your sex life. Spice.
I think the barista's okay, because they're just, maybe they're like some frustrated artist, or they're a student saving up to go to art school, and they're just like keeping their skills honed by doing it in coffee instead of.
Maybe she went up and asked him for like, what? No, that's just the leaf that we put in all of it.
You can't get your mind out of the gutter. This is actually just a Rorschach test. It's not even a cup of coffee. It's not even coffee, it's a paper with some ink blotches on it. So
let's hope they're not studying for a psychiatrist, because they'll be very interested. Like, and you see a sex position. Let me just, what else do you see if I do this?
A cup of coffee. Maybe they've watched too much fucking Luke Cage, because coffee's the euphemism for sex, isn't it?
Luke Cage.
Me neither.
It's good in a sort of really cheesy blaxploitation way.
Yep, definitely.
You know what I mean?
Bang the nail on the head.
Yeah.
I saw a couple of episodes, I was like, yeah, this is a bit corny.
It's very, very corny, but in a kind of good way.
Yeah.
And like, the theme tune's great as well. And the music in general is great, and the women are hot, and yeah, it's just sick.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
Start watching Atlanta. That's the one to watch, with Donald Glover.
Yeah,
that's
I'm going to get into that.
Do you watch that one?
I like Donald Glover. I liked him in Community.
I
liked him in Lethal Weapon. I had to.
He called himself Danny then.
Yeah. Yeah. Danny, and he was Donnie, older. He was older. I think I've been watching him in the wrong order. How are we helping this young coffee buyer? Maybe they didn't see the kid as well. The kid's 5. He's not going to be visible over the counter.
Why was the kid looking like he must have been either had his own coffee?
This is the thing. Everything about this story kind of puts the parents at fault.
Yeah.
Because you're either showing the kid... Why are you showing your kid the coffee? It's not his business. He's got his own milk or something.
If you bought the coffee...
He's fine.
Why have you given it to him, man? He shouldn't be having coffee at 5 anyway.
And it's hot. It's just handsome. Really
this
hot
is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
It's wholly irresponsible for the kid to have been able to look into that coffee.
And no lid. There's no lid on it either. No,
it's a mug. Exactly.
Yeah.
And first and foremost, if the parent bought the coffee... They've seen it first of all.
Yeah.
So why did you still pass it over to the 5-year-old?
You just got to say, Colin. Your kid's Colin. Your kid's called Colin. It's not like two people fucking to you.
Do you want
to
know the funniest thing?
Colin's like, Mum, yeah, does you?
Do you want to know the funniest thing? That's my real name. I swear to you.
What a guess.
I don't trust this now with the kids. I think it's like some Oliver Twist thing where there's poor kids running around just handing their shopping. Oh, hold it. Hold it, Colin. Hold the shopping. And it's like... I feel bad for this kid now, yeah. Hold the coffee.
Be careful, it's hot.
Yeah.
That just sounds like my mum and dad. I'm telling you.
Is your mum called Susie?
No, she ain't actually.
Emailed it.
Because now I don't understand. I don't see any way we can help this.
No, but no. I want to help the barista and so say they've got a case actually.
But I'm a little bit worried if the barista's that horny. What were they using instead, like to cream the coffee?
Maybe we should just take the kid off the parents. I mean, if you're that irresponsible to be teaching your kid Kama Sutra and giving him coffee at the age of five.
And I think the barista should, like, you know, really get some, you know, scholarship into some art school.
I reckon,
You do sound that in a
rich.
Latte.
If you're buying your kid lattes, then you sound rich. Maybe you should sponsor the barista.
So, you know, what you're saying on that one?
The barista comes out on top.
Pun intended.
Like the cream, there you go.
They do say scum whips to the top, don't they?
No, I think it's cream rises. Cum whips to the top. This is where we're going to have to wrap it up, I'm afraid.
Cool.
Thank you so much to Foods for joining us.
Thanks for having me, man.
Thank you so much to Franco Frase for joining us. Ollie, in fact, before you go, before we wrap up the show, could you tell people where they can find you online?
My Instagram is at foods with a Z at the end, and on Twitter it's official foods. I can't even say my own name with a Z at the end. And I'll be performing at the Den on the 18th. That's Frisco's event. And I'll also be at Ministry of Sound for the Rinse FM gig on Boxing Day.
Brilliant. So I went to that last year and it is
I see you there, man.
There was all manner of Speech to Bell was there. Flipping Shingai from the Noisettes was there. I'm like, this is pretty nang.
KTV was there.
Section Boys and P Money in there. Natalie was there.
I was there,
Natalie was there. Natalie was on stage. Natalie was on stage with D-Double.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
Doing gum fingers,
Yeah, for sure.
Come on.
I was bursting all over the place.
On that note,
next week we have got Coco in.
Yes.
And also Young Risa is going off to do a little interview for us tomorrow.
With Jams.
There you go.
So it's a big show next week.
Very big show next week.
The show before the Christmas show. So
for real, Harley will be back next week as well. Yeah. All right, young MA. We'll see you next week. Up next is Hannah Whitten and Grace Victory. I can't stop saying that name.
Download the podcast.
One of the best in Britain. I want cries missing me. I start much pity when I sit up on a rhythm. You don't wanna buck up in a war when I'm amped up. I'm like Goku, you're like Krillin. I come from the era of Richard and Dylan. Stop that tiger mystic old deja vu. Pipe Piper tings in boots. Yeah, Strider war guy done with a Luger. Get me, sorry that's Bruiser. I can show you who's a real shooter. Y'all got schooled man from a junior. Cadell M villain in the future. You're not a bad man, you're just a YouTuber. Russ got a bat to abuse ya. From East London with a man never boop, boop, boop.
We're forever like Sean Puffy Combs. Inside, outside, running all zones. That boy's dangerous, leave him alone. Man's got too many links for the heat. F my lady when she wants to beat. Then I go raves and F up the beat. Washed up MCs wanna compete. Then I just dash them under the beat. I call for the finger, it might go boom. That might be too much for the room. OG Kush too loud to the room. Can't get too close, they're playing with a zoom. Then it's gonna react it and it goes boom. I don't wanna meet none of your fake friends. They're not allowed in the section again.
Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu man. It's not a poor thing, but us man, I go ham. Anytime I spit, I made everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel the jungle, Zulu man. It's not a calm thing, everybody listen and baseline drops, everybody does. Get higher for what? When you're ready, just I don't wanna hear the talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does. Baseline drops, everybody does. Get higher for what? When you're ready, just I don't wanna hear the talk about squash. Let your gun finger pop, them man, I does.
You're not ready, my weight's too heavy. The beat back, back, back. But I'm not picky. We grind through the day and don't get bricky. I'm gossiping less cause it's way too petty. I can't fail cause I'm way too edgy. When I come through everything get buried. You can knock David, you can knock Sherry. I don't play around, I am not Jim Carrey. Me, I want food so I look for the belly. I sing songs but I'm not R. Kelly. Why you wanna free me and watch like Tilly? When there's girls in the club who are shake like Dilly. Your girl Lala loves me like Lily. When I kiss her she said that she flow like Fairy. I give her the vitamin boost like Fiji. That's why she ring my telly.
This ain't EA, I don't play games cause the only need to be A. You ain't even flown first class in the BA. I'm rocking beef like Lady Gargie. Them in the rule upset, they broke. We ain't talk money, but they make less money than my PA. You should see how much I'm getting for a PA. Double your full crew set with a PA. Then when the war vets, I only war vets. Some of the MCs are posed and I tore them. Food fight, you were getting corn in your forehead. Worldwide gang, my ass man have been there on holiday. I was the first man to tour them. My date sheets like a duvet, what's yours then? My set is the main one, what's
yours then. Your name's taking up flash space, losers, no one supports them.
Anytime I spit, I make everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel a jungle Zulu, man. It's not a port thing, but us man, I go ham. Anytime I spit, I make everything go bang. Crowd go mad like a hooligan. Us man, I feel a jungle Zulu, man. It's not a calm thing, everybody listen and baseline drops, everybody does. Get higher for what? When you're ready, just. I don't wanna hear the talk about.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.